With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Former Trump administration National Security Advisor John Bolton has been charged with storing top secret records at home and sharing with relatives notes that contain classified information. The 18-count indictment Thursday also suggests classified information was exposed when operatives believed to be linked to the Iranian regime hacked Bolton's email account in 2021 and gained access to sensitive material he had shared. President Trump reacted to the indictment.
John Bolton was just indicted by a grand jury in Maryland. Do you have a reaction to that?
I didn't know that. You tell me for the first time, but I think he's, you know, a bad person. I think he's a bad guy. Yeah, he's a bad guy. It's too bad, but it's the way it goes. That's the way it goes, right?
John Bolton denies wrongdoing and says the charges are part of a Trump effort to intimidate opponents. Trouble could be looming for 40 million people who receive food aid from the government if the shutdown continues.
Some states have stopped approving new applications for the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, known as SNAP. SNAP recipients receive benefits on prepaid cards that they can use for groceries. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, which oversees the program, sent letters to state agencies telling them to not send files that would clear the way for the cards to be loaded at the start of next month. If the shutdown continues, Congress would have to find about $8 billion a month to keep the program funded. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump has announced plans to meet with Russia's President Vladimir Putin to discuss ending the war in Ukraine. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 301 points, the Nasdaq dropped 107. This is SRN News. Transgenderism might be a fad.
If it's not, then why are fewer and fewer young people identifying as such? That's the question posed in a study released by the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, which finds just 3.6% of college students say they are transgender in 2025. Last year, it was over 5%, and in 2020 and 23, it was nearly 7%. Other surveys indicate that young people are much more likely than any older cohort to identify as trans. Michael Harrington reporting.
Alliance Defending Freedom International reports the government in Turkey has labeled foreign believers national security threats and is deporting them in large numbers. Turkey's officially a secular state, but President Erdogan has been taking the nation in an increasingly conservative Islamic direction. This has been followed by an uptick in persecution of Christians there. This is SRN News. Americans have been cutting the fat in a new report on obesity. Correspondent Mike Kempen reports.
The number of states with obesity rates of 35% or more has dropped for the first time in a decade. According to data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 19 states had obesity rates of 35% or more in 2024, down from 23 states the year before. In adults, obesity is defined as having a body mass index of 30 or higher. It's a chronic disease linked to diabetes, stroke, cancer, and heart disease. I'm Mike Hempen.
Hundreds of residents from remote Alaska Native villages are being airlifted after a storm battered their communities. The storm wiped away homes and killed at least one person. Two other people are missing. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.